Today, the Biden administration said yes to a hotly debated oil drilling project in Alaska. It's called the Willow Project, a multi-billion dollar proposal from ConocoPhillips. At the same time, the White House today announced restrictions on offshore production on Alaska's North Slope and in the Arctic Ocean. Is it having it both ways? Becky Borer joins us now from Juneau, Alaska. She's political and statehouse reporter for the Associated Press. Becky, hello.
Hi, good morning from Alaska.
This Willow Project, what is ConocoPhillips proposing to do, and what does it say are the benefits?
Well, I can say what the decision was today. ConocoPhillips had asked for up to 5 drill sites. The decision today approved 3 drill sites, and that's something that ConocoPhillips says it can live with. The approval, as part of the approval, ConocoPhillips will relinquish rights to around 68,000 acres of existing leases in the petroleum reserve, and many of those in an area designated a special area.
Okay.
But ConocoPhillips says that at its peak, this project can produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day, which is significant for Alaska, where oil has been the state's economic lifeblood for decades.
Yeah. So perhaps less production than ConocoPhillips had proposed, and perhaps less of a footprint in sensitive areas. The groups in favor include Alaska's congressional delegation. That includes a key swing vote in the Senate, Republican Lisa Murkowski, but also some indigenous groups. Becky, you live in Alaska. Are indigenous groups split on whether this is a good idea?
There is a divide even in the community closest to the project, Nuiqsut. On the North Slope, the leaders there say, in their view, there's a majority consensus among organizations, regional corporations, village corporations in support of the project.
And as far as the, you know, those who think this is a good idea, tell us a little bit more about their economic argument of the benefits here for local communities, for the state of Alaska and its residents.
What we hear is that, especially from the state's congressional delegation, is if we're going to drill oil, we should do it in the United States. We should do it in Alaska. They argue that environmental standards are higher here. They argue that this is the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, so drilling should take place here. The other side of it, environmental groups and climate activists, you know, they argue that these types of projects, fossil fuel projects, are the type that the U.S. should be moving away from, and that it flies in the face of President Biden's climate goals.
Some of the opponents are citing the influential International Energy Agency. The IEA has said that to reach climate goals, there cannot be any new fossil fuel extraction projects around the world. What do we know about the environmental climate impacts of this project?
Well, as we were digging through the record of decision that came out this morning, our understanding is that the use of oil from Willow would produce the equivalent of more than 263 million tons of greenhouse gases over the project's 30-year life, which is roughly equal to combined emissions from 1.7 million passenger cars over that same period. And it would roughly have an 8% reduction in emissions compared to what ConocoPhillips' earlier favored approach was.
Mm. Now, on social media, there were some posts in opposition that went viral, seen by millions of people on social media. Should we expect this opposition to continue?
Environmental groups have already said that their fight will not end, and it is widely anticipated that this matter will end up in litigation.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, today, the Biden administration announced restrictions on oil and gas leasing in the Arctic Ocean. Is this seen as an attempted compromise to try to appease its environmental allies?
Perhaps. There has been a lukewarm reaction, however, to that action from some environmentalists. And Alaska's Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy responded strongly. In his words, he said it was disgraceful if he saw this as a compromise by the Biden administration, the withdrawal of some lands or the effort to restrict or put additional protections on some lands.
And can you tell us a little bit more about these restrictions on leasing, I gather, in the Arctic?
Sure. The administration said that the president was withdrawing nearly 3 million acres of the Beaufort Sea as off limits indefinitely to future oil and gas leasing. It also said the Interior Department would consider additional protections for more than 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, that are designated as special areas. And special areas mean that they have special wildlife, subsistence, scenic, or other values. But we're still looking for additional details on what that piece exactly will look like. The administration said its proposed rule around that is expected to be available for public comment in the next few months.
Becky Borer is reporter for the Associated Press in Juneau, Alaska. Becky, thanks for the time.
Thank you.